Hello and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins. Today, we continue our practice in the Book of Romans. We're in chapter 14, with verses 5 through 8. For one person considers one day more important than another, while another person considers all days alike. Let everyone be fully persuaded in his own mind. Whoever observes the day observes it for the Lord. Also, whoever eats, eats for the Lord, since he gives thanks to God, while whoever abstains, abstains for the Lord, and give thanks to God. None of us lives for oneself, and no one dies for oneself. For if we live, we live for the Lord, and if we die, we die for the Lord. So then, whether we live or die, we are the Lord's. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of thy faithful and kindle in them the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and we shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. Let us pray. O God, who did instruct the hearts of thy faithful by the light of the Holy Spirit, grant that by the same light we may ever rejoice in his consolation through Christ our Lord. Amen. How I begin each day, asking the Spirit to come my way. Share with me your Son, I pray, so I may be wise in him each day. As Paul describes, live for the Lord daily, ridding ourselves of gossip for what others eat or do, and nay. That's not charity per se, but living without God will kill you one day. As Paul describes, live for the Lord daily, abstain from what others do, and follow the church to celebrate each day anew. Once you find Jesus, you can't stop him from being you. In all things, remain in him. Peace overrides, even in dismay. Amen. Join us in our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm sorry, Lord. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I know you died and rose for me. We continue to pray for our children aloud, especially Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey. We pray for our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. Pray for those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for those that we've said that we'd pray for. Lord, we pray for the dying each day. We ask to give those taking their last breath a moment of peace, silence for those still pondering what it means to pray for Holy Mother Church as we pray in his precious blood each day. We pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life. Is Ephesians 6, verses 17 to 20 depicts there. My poem comes from the study of Romans 14. It's verses 5 through 8. It's a three-stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, One Self Doesn't Die or Live Alone. Days of importance are all our own. Difference of opinions and desires shown. Mind own, we persuade to be known. Lord observed in each day, condone. The Lord provides nutrition to grow. God give thanks, living for others show. One self doesn't die or live alone. Lord lives in us to survive every groan. Live we who for? The Lord never ignored death or life in store. The Lord, our only shore. Amen. I'm Thomas Hill Cruz Wiggins. It's January 15th, 2022. I'm recording this morning at 6:53 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soul man in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Universal Utterings is brought to you by God First Ministries Incorporated, a not-for-profit 501c3 certified ministry. You can learn more at universalutterings.org. Again, thanks for joining us as we close today at 6:09. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. May God bless your day. John saw the son, saw Marie yesterday. I'm glad to see his mom. Hope she's getting stronger too. In Jesus' name we pray at 6:33. Amen. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.